This is a presentation on reliably reproducing kernel data races. I'm Richard Palethorpe. I work at SUSE. I do a lot of work on the Linux test project, which primarily tests the Linux kernel. So very briefly, I'm just going to try and describe what a data race is. I don't think it helps to be too precise in this case with what a data race is. So this is quite a general definition, not meant for creating mathematical derivations or anything like that. So first of all, it's also called a race condition. It requires at least one computation which reads some data, and the result of the computation must change based on the data it reads, and the data must change over time. So this in fact means that almost all programs have data races. The only programs that don't are ones that are purely functional. So they take an input and they produce an output, and they're like a mathematical function where it's a single object, a static object that doesn't change over time. Even if it takes time as a variable, it still does not contain any data races. You need to have some kind of external data to provide a data race. However, when people talk about data races, what they usually mean is a bug caused by a data race, a particular data race, and usually a bug that happens because two or more threads or two or more processors are interacting with each other via their side effects, and there's a particular timing where if one thread or program writes to a particular variable at particular times, then it causes the other thread or process to crash. And people have their own intuitive sense of what a data race is, and that's fine. In this presentation, when I refer to a data race, I refer to both harmless data races and bugs. However, I don't really refer to the, you know, the whole universe of data races, which are not of interest. We're usually talking about something where the timings of updates to variables have some interesting effect. Okay. Like I said, I'm not trying to be too precise. So what do kernel data races typically look like? Well, the ones that we're interested in usually involve pointers. And they either involve the pointer itself being updated to a pointer value which is not valid at a particular time, or the structure, the memory which the pointer points to, that's being updated to a value that's invalid at a time when it's not expected to be. And usually these data races occur because someone forgot to take a lock, or someone forgot to set a pointer to null to indicate that that data is no longer valid, or that they forgot to protect it with read, copy, update, or something like that. Of course, there's other possible data races. The kernel is very complicated, so there's a whole universe of things which can occur that you might describe as a data race. Okay, so moving on. What is a reproducer? Well, a reproducer reproduces a bug. In our case, it's a program which reproduces a bug in the kernel. And it's often a test program which produces a bug in another program. Or it can be a unit test as well, which is self-contained.